Hey everybody, this is Travis. I just wanted to make a couple notes before we started the podcast. There are going to be a couple weird edits in here where we had airplanes going by where it was just too loud, and I cut those parts out, and I'll just do my best to kind of jump in here and let you know what we were talking about so you don't lose track. Not that you can really keep track. I mean, this is world building. I think I called it world creating in the podcast because I'm an idiot and I was really tired, but it's world building, so it's all just made up anyway, which is fun. And by the way, if you have any ideas after you've listened to this of stuff that you would like to hear us talk about or ideas that you would have for Rift Town, you can always get a hold of me on the contact portion of my website, travisnelsoncomedy.com, or you can just send me an email at travisnelsoncomedy@gmail.com. Either one works just fine. So this first podcast is actually the second one that we've recorded, but it's the first one I'm putting up, and that is because the first one we weren't really happy with my ability to edit the audio. So we spent the first part of this podcast just recapping things that we had already talked about to Kenny. By the way, on this podcast with me was Kelly Hanna. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Curly Han. So that's at KerlyHan. So it was Kelly and then my friend Kenny, who I met through improv. And Kenny asked us not to use his full name or any social media, anything. So I'm going to respect that. But he was also very funny, and we were lucky to have him. Only other things that I will say are, nope, I think that's it. Well, enjoy the podcast, everybody. Hope you like it. Hey everybody, and welcome to Rift Town, which is a new podcast. Look at us. We're starting. It's all new, all fresh. Yeah, so I am here. This is Travis Nelson, and I am here with Kelly Hanna.
Hello, I'm Kelly Hanna.
And Kenny.
Hi, I'm Kenny.
Who was nice enough to stop by and help us out with this. So I think we're going to scrap our first episode. So this is the first one. Wow, look at
hey,
us.
Hey, it's breaking a new first.
New ground, smash a bottle on a ship. So here's the deal with this podcast. It is a world-creating podcast. We basically have a town we're calling Rift Town, which we know nothing about, but everything we say about it becomes true. So join us and stick with us, hopefully.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, as we put this all together, and don't fault us for all the mistakes we make along the way. So because we did an episode, half of an episode basically beforehand, I think what we'll do is Kelly and I are going to run you guys through what we already know about Rift Town. Mm-hmm. And from there, we're going to go. We have a random word generator just in case we run out of steam. And by the way, Kenny and Kelly, that's fun. I had a couple things that I wrote down that we could talk about.
Comedy sounds.
This episode, I don't, let's see, I have Halsey. That's a name of a citizen of
okay.
Rift Town, Halsey, and well, Sal Saddle Shack. So those are my two. Yeah. Okay, cool. So just getting into what we know about Rift Town so far. Last time we learned that it's right off the highway. It takes you onto Main Street, and on Main Street there is a there's a tree. There's one tree on Main Street. There's one tree. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a golf course next to that. The one tree is kind of cast in shade. Mm-hmm. And under the shade of that tree, you will find the same guy. His name's Johnny.
And oh, yeah. Johnny the Brick, right?
Yeah. You were just remembering Johnny the Brick. So here's the deal, Kenny, with Johnny the Brick, since you probably don't know. So Johnny, he was raised in a household that was fine. They had a nuclear family, but his parents argued, and he kind of like it very God, what is it called? Starts with an F when you're like that certain age when you're really susceptible to changes. Formative years.
Formative years.
All I needed
there
was
it
the
is.
Right. Formative years. His parents argued a lot, and that kind of messed with him. He felt like he didn't have a lot of control mm-hmm. over his home life. So one day,
He's wandering back to the old shoe factory.
That's right. That's the old shoe factory back there in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Rift Town has a shoe factory in the woods, by the way.
Did they manufacture like just old shoes, or it's like used to be a modern shoe?
Well, it was, I mean, way, way long ago, they used to actually make real shoes. And then what they would do was they started trying to, like, they gathered kind of like all the shoes they originally made out of garbage dumps. And then they just kind of tried to, like, really, you know, half-ass tie them all together and just kind of like, yeah, they weren't really making shoes. They were just putting the old shoes back out. Gotcha. That's why they call it the old shoe factory.
It sounds like a bad business. Model.
Oh, it was, yeah, there's a reason why it's in the woods, and mostly abandoned, which is why Johnny would go there to throw rocks through the windows, mm-hmm. and at a certain point, as an older man, this was back when he was like 8 to 12, but I imagine
a four-year span, though.
Yeah, the thing about Rift Town is we can talk about any point in time that we want. We want to talk about 2075? Let's talk about 2075.
Oh, I don't know if Rift Town is around in 2075 because there's that thing that happened in 2074.
Yeah, well...
We'll get there later.
Keeping in mind, everything we say is true. So if we destroy the town, we definitely are putting an end point on what we're doing here.
Are we going to create a town of people who aren't going to rebuild, though? Come on now.
Yeah, that's true. Riffing is all about building. And that's what the people... But. The great people of Rift Town will rise again. I shouldn't have said it like that. That makes it sound... we're in the antebellum South, everyone. And,
well, we kind of are.
Yeah. So, anyways, Johnny the Brick, the real story and the only thing he's actually known for is that he will stand in Main Street in the shadow of that one tree, and he just... It's downtown. There's like a couple buildings who have been knocked down, so there's a bunch of loose bricks and like debris, and he'll just grab a brick and stand in the shade every day and just kind of shoulders back, letting the wind ripple through his hair, and he'll watch cars as they come on, and he'll choose one car and just whip the brick through their windshield, and he kind of just disappears. They've caught him a couple times, but it's like he's just gonna keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's Johnny the Brick. He likes the power and the control of knowing who's going to get the brick that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's something the residents know not to be driving.
And it's kind of even like a point of pride if you... I mean, nobody wants to get their windshield bashed in, but, you know, it's... I got my windshield bashed in by Johnny the Brick. It's sort of like there's a club.
Yeah,
there are stickers.
There's bumper stickers that say, mm-hmm. like, I've been bricked 2017. Mm-hmm. And then there's the anti bumper stickers that are very anti Johnny that say the brick's a prick.
Catchy. They're much catchier.
Yeah, yeah. The rhyming gets better as you go on.
But everyone secretly wants the rare ones.
So what else do we know about Johnny the Brick? We know his dad's a police officer. His uncle's a police officer. They both were in the police force. And originally, when Johnny got in trouble, his uncle picked him up and said, look, you can't keep doing this. You got to stop. And rather than stop, he sent the Yakuza an email from his uncle and was like, hey, nice tattoos, you dorks. And so his uncle disappeared real quick, and then they like sent his thumbs back. So all we know, we don't know if he's dead, but we know he doesn't have thumbs.
Okay. I just think it's interesting that the Yakuza is using email and that they're responding to it.
Yeah. Well, it's not that they will just respond to anybody, but I think generally they don't respond well to just insults.
Sure.
And I think it was that a police officer from the United States that they didn't know had the balls just to throw insults at him like that. Right. And they must have had a guy nearby, just, you know, like in another, and they're like, hey, are you busy? Because we got a guy who's got thumbs and trying to switch this up. Our tattoos are cool. I don't know if we had anything else on Johnny the Brick, but we talked a little bit about the different businesses in town, because there was Fat Daddy's Repair Shop. And this place is like the kitty corner of that tree on Main Street. What they do is have a special deal for windshields. So once Johnny catches you, you just swing right into this auto shop, and everyone knows what they're doing. In fact, they like give Johnny t-shirts to wear that he feels like he's selling out, but let's get these t-shirts that are like,
unlike the old shoe factory, that's a good business model.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The people are figuring out how to run a business as time goes on. Something happens though. 24, did you say?
2074.
Yeah. Something goes awry. We're going to have to figure that out. But, yeah. And, the repair shop, they sponsored Johnny. Like, they give him, they're not supposed to. They've been fined, but he walks around with t-shirts that say, like, Fat Daddy's Repair Shop. And, the Fat Daddy's, we were talking about earlier, is actually, owned by, Thin Jim.
Thin Jim.
Yeah. Yep. And, his father owned it before him. His father's.
His daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Skinny Frank. This is actually not skinny anymore, and people still call him Skinny Frank, and it's super mean. Mm-hmm. It's every time.
It's just a kick in the face.
Yeah,
bad face.
He's a nice guy. He won't bite, but he does bark. He does not like people calling him Skinny Frank now that he's gained a little weight. Yeah, so they advertise through Johnny the Brick. Let's see. We also have Danny's Auto Glass. We didn't say anything about that. We just know that it exists. And in talking about the restaurants, one thing we did really get into was this Italian restaurant. And I think that's where we're going to start today, because we didn't really quite finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we know that there's an Italian restaurant in town. It's called Rigatoni's, which I think is a kind of pasta, but it has to be someone's name as well, because there's an apostrophe S on the name, which means it's possessive.
It's a fun name.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? We'll try to throw some characters in here as we go, too. Work mm-hmm. on some characters.
A purveyor named Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony. Well, see, now, here's what's interesting, because what we know about Rigatoni's, and I'm glad you know who the owner is, because we hadn't figured that out yet. What we know is you walk in Rigatoni's, and the cool thing about them is the free bread. I mean, the weird thing about them is how they give you the free bread is when you walk, they just kind of whip it at you. Mm-hmm. And there's just, they got like four or five employees with like buckets of bread, and they just whip them at you. And
it's not consistent, right?
No, well, that's the thing too, is it's not, you would think it would just be Italian bread, maybe. You'd think that it was like bread sticks, but there's like loaves of wheat bread and
there's
what have
sourdough,
you.
There's pumpernickel.
Some of them are just different slices of different breads put together in like an old bread sack, and they just, yeah. And it's
bread
good,
is bread.
Good bread.
And then also the way that they throw it at you, is that also inconsistent? Is it like
always basketball, sidearm?
change up, and then you fall over.
Yeah, yeah. I guess each employee has their own style, and a couple of them have like they got trick pitches, kind yeah. of. They're like it'll slow down on the
side
way
wander,
there.
Huh?
You whiff it, and then it catches in the ear. That's you gotta go take a shower afterwards. But
I shower after every meal.
Oh, yeah. Well, after every bread beating, I have to go wash off. But here's the thing. I realize no one's ever gotten past that bread barrier. They stop you, and you eat a bunch of bread because they're just whipping at you, and you're like, I got to get rid of some of this. It's just piling up. And then you realize I'm not really hungry anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't spend mm-hmm. any money.
Daylight, right?
Yeah. You got to tunnel back out. But no one's ever tried the Italian food there.
They get too distracted, and yeah. then by the time, yeah.
And here's the other thing is, I know that eating all that bread sounds like it would make your mouth dry. What we forgot to mention was, you know how a lot of restaurants will have like a lobster tank?
Sure.
Yeah, so like a lobster tank, but it's, they have a giant one, and it's all marinara. And it's and it's separated, so there's different like kinds and flavors of marinara. And you kind of just, you know, as you're eating the bread, you just dunk and go. Mm-hmm. And they have different, I think they had faces on them, the different separations to just let you know what kind of marinara you're eating.
What
like
kind
a happy
of reaction
face.
You would have.
Yeah, like a happy face for regular marinara, like a kind of a chubby face for the ranch dressing part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that Rita Rigatoni really likes to keep things organized.
And insane, if I can be honest.
Well, sure.
Marinara tank, bread being whipped at you.
It's not sanitary.
Ugh.
I mean, it's delicious, but it's not sanitary.
It is one of the fun, quirkier things about mm-hmm. this town.
Yeah, this trough of marinara, I mean, I like a
it
trough.
It got your attention.
I see it, you know? I'm like, hey, I'm like a pig in the mud at Rigatoni's. That's a saying that probably wouldn't work. well, but
it's really Pigatoni's. I mean,
pig out at Rigatoni's. So you mentioned Anthony owns the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is Anthony?
He's got to be the Tony and Rigatoni's, right?
Oh, I bet you're right. Wait, so is do they call him Rigatoni?
Well, it's Tony Rigatoni is the owner.
Ooh.
His mother, Rita Rigatoni, is the one who taught him to cook, but he's really the owner.
Well, Tony comes from Anthony. I wonder if the A in Rigatoni stands for Anthony, and they just call him Rig Anthony. Or like Rig.
Oh, I think we're overthinking it, maybe.
No? We're going to get down to the bottom of this.
I'm just surprised that Rigatoni is his last name at this point. It's Anthony Tony Rigatoni with air quotes there for his middle name, which is actually just the nickname of his first name.
Maybe it's a fake name. Yeah, because this whole thing seems like a front. They're not making any money on this. They're just whipping bread and different
just tossing
bread.
And sometimes it's very obvious that it's come from the day-old bread section from the local bakery.
Yeah, there's no way. That's not how you run a business.
Nuh-uh.
I wonder what could be going on there. We were thinking it might be a front. Thinking it could be a front.
Front for what, though? Just like normal
Well, a back.
Activities?
You know what? I think it's time we hit our random word generator. All right.
Which is definitely not a dictionary that we're just opening up and pointing out words.
Yeah, that's not what a random word generator is at all. All right, so our words are absent, mushroom, body, ammonia, legion, and inner.
I mean, I want to say I think they're probably...
Mafia. I doubt the Yakuza would get involved with the Italians. I don't know anything about organized crime. Watched a documentary once.
Like a 2074 battle there.
That could be what happens
Yakuza
in 2074.
Well,
why don't we... you guys want to check it out? You guys want to see what happens in 21st episode? Oh. You want to destroy this
We'll
town?
Do a snapshot. It'll be a How I Met Your Mother.
We still have
sorts.
So much, because we basically have all of time up till 2074 to talk about,
mm-hmm.
even if we destroy this town at 2074.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all in, guys. Let's
so
do
we're gonna
this.
We're going to have to be generic, kind of, but also specific sometimes with our people.
Mm. Generic sometimes, specific
with the players.
Other times.
So the Yakuza, as I understand it, is a gang of Japanese kayakers, right? That's correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Japan is an island.
Yeah.
So you gotta use kayaks to get around.
That's all I know about the Yakuza. And the cool tattoos, which I heard about earlier.
Yeah, very cool. Seem to be all over the body. I think that was a bigger deal before people already did that.
Yeah. I was just kind of like, cool, bro.
I wonder if they're upset about that. They're just like, this used to really be our thing.
It was our thing.
The guys are joining. They're like, you got to get tattooed all over. He's like, I already am. This is just how millennials are.
Of course, millennials at that point will be the grandparents.
Ooh, right, because we're in 2074.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm imagining. Because back, if we rewind all the way back to 2017,
mm-hmm.
Saying that we're talking about the present time Rift Town. There are a number of kids in daycares, kindergartens around Rift Town that seem to, you know, they've tested above average. So you got a couple of them. And I feel like tend not to leave the town. I bet one of those really smart kids stays in town, becomes a mad genius, and tears that bastard down.
Okay, just a quick note here. I think we stopped recording for a moment, and then we started talking before we started recording. So we started talking about the fact that Rift Town is where you would expect to find a lot of guitars and guitar riffs. So that's where we're headed now.
Yeah, so you had all these, like, real seedy characters who also play guitar.
Yeah.
Who moved to the town. Then they get here, and... it was not named for guitars or just like, not the land of milk and honey in terms of licks or riffs.
Yeah.
It was a real licks, it was a real lick town, lickville situation all over again.
Yeah, and you never hear about any big musicians coming out of Rift Town either, which is interesting. Because, there must have been a gathering similar to, you know, San Francisco with the hippies in the 60s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just not what you expect when you're moving to Rift Town. You're like, okay, this is Rift Town. Hard Rock County. You live there, and no, it's not called Hard Rock
mm.
because of all the rock and roll out of there.
A lot of bedrock.
It's the bedrock, which is quite hard.
Yeah, and even bedrock sounds musical.
Yeah.
It does a little.
Kind of like lame rock, but,
you can't blame all these idiot hair metal guys for just traveling. And to be fair, we don't know, although no bands came out, some good riffs might have.
Yeah,
they could have put together a lick or two while they were all together, like, hey, we might as well. There's nowhere to perform in town except for like the Guitar Center.
Yeah,
that must have been a rough place to be. Was the Guitar Center around in the 80s?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
In Rifftown it was.
Yeah, that's where it started.
Yeah, that was another confusing thing. It started in Rifftown.
Yeah, people were just, they didn't have internet, so people were just sending letters around like, you hear about this place called Rifftown? The first Guitar Center's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Hard Rock County.
Yeah, you think it's some sort of mecca.
No.
But it's not.
No, just a bunch of sad guys with long hair.
Uh-huh.
Poofy gray hair.
Also confusing about Rifftown, right to the north of Rifftown, it's just Pound Town, which is a town, doesn't even use the pound, they go by kilos. So, like, why?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a, Pound Town, and that's a tough one, because they get a lot of tourism up there, but I feel like they lose a lot of that tourism right down to Rifftown, because people show up at Pound Town, and, it's mostly, like, 16, 17, 18-year-olds who are, like, ready for a big life-changing moment, and then they get to Pound Town, and they realize, there's just nothing to pound here.
Yeah.
This town has got nothing for me.
A lot of fights within Rifftown actually start just by... some kid thinking he's funny, he's like, hey, I'm gonna bring your sister to Pound Town, and then no, you're not.
Oh, big rivalry. Big
rivalry.
Yeah, the Pound Town high school is just dead heat with Rifftown High School. Those guys are going right at each other.
What was the Rifftown mascot again?
The Bullshitters.
Oh, the Bullshitters.
Yeah.
Huh. Alright.
Yeah, they're pretty straightforward.
Cool.
I mean, they have two high schools, and the other one is the Rock and Roll Kings is like there, which
again,
that, again that was completely out of nowhere and way off base.
But, Principal Kirk Hammett does not mess around.
No, old Dirty Kirk. That's,
old Dirty Kirk, yeah.
That's what they've always called him. He's not a filthy guy. He did grow up in Pound Town, but he's clean cut, clean around the edges.
We've all spent.
Oh, all of us. You have to. The water park alone.
Oh, the water park.
Yeah, it's great up in Pound Town.
Oh, boy.
The water runs blue for some reason, like an airplane bathroom. That's probably got more to do with the mineral in the water. I don't know exactly what's going on up there.
A lot of mysteries in Hard Rock County. You know?
Yeah. Well,
it gives the grass an interesting color.
Yeah, blue.
Well, it's a blue-green, though, because it's still grass.
That's true. Kind of a turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
I think it's kind of nice. That's a lot of the visitors to Pound Town is just to check out the grass.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a Rifftown. I misspoke.
Although it is troublesome. I don't know if you ever seen when dogs urinate on the turquoise grass, it catches fire. I don't know the chemical reaction happening there. But, that might not bode well for 2074.
I wish I knew, because I recently moved to Pound Town. I'm a dog lover.
No.
I have a dog.
Mm.
Dogs pee 3-4 times a day. So
a lot of dogs in Pound Town?
The dog pound?
Yeah.
Well, the dog pound in Pound Town.
Oh, the Pound Town dog pound?
That place. they're all sheltered dogs. That's where I got my dog.
Very sweet.
At the dog pound pound. Excuse me. At the Pound Town dog pound.
Yeah, you don't want to mix them up.
Pound Town Dog Pound.
No.
It's a very different place.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one later.
But yeah, that's where I got my dog. And, take her out to pee. Just fire every time.
You got to have, and the fire department's so underfunded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the weird. You'd think Pound Town, they're just not good at putting out fires. Hoses, they're really bad with hoses. Just any kind of anti-inflammatory anything. They just, that whole town is ready to just burn down. But the Pound Town High School mascot, the Pound Town Moms. We don't have to do that. No, we have to, because that's what I said. The Pound Town Moms.
That's what it is.
One more reason to hate Pound Town.
Yeah, and they have like an actual mascot with a costume, and it's not... You have no idea what to picture when I say the Pound Town Moms mascot.
Well, it's not anywhere as gorgeous as the Rift Town MILFs
right,
of their high
which
school.
Is,
that's an entirely different thing. So tell us about
there?
The Pound Town
oh,
Moms.
You're
right. three high schools, and they're sort of all rivals within themselves, which is another interesting
thing. That's right. I bet the Pound Town Moms actually, I think they share an arena with the Rift Town MILFs. I think they have to share a space there. So those schools are probably closer. But the Pound Town Moms, I really like their mascot costume because it used to just be an amorphous blob of like 1950s housewife. So there'd just be like an arm here, like a pearl necklace here, just like arms and legs all over the place. But now every year they just pick one mom. And she comes out and she puts on, it's her head, but it's like a bigger version of her head. She comes out and she does the cheers and everyone, you know, she really riles them up. And it's good. It's good, I think, to get the parents involved mm-hmm. in the cheer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the kids, you see high school kids cheering, doing cheerleading, and it's good. It's nice. But they don't have the wisdom.
They
don't have the life experience.
It's uncomfortable for the dads in the audience.
Yeah.
But you get a mom out there, you're like...
Yeah.
It's age appropriate.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine with it. Yeah, you're out there. Wear what you want, Sally. You do it. Do your thing. Get us all jazzed up.
Karen.
Yeah, and not only in the charisma, just from their years of life experience, mm-hmm. Really creates a fun atmosphere to watch children play football.
Okay, we lost this one too, but... This, we're about to get into talking about the religion of Rift Town, which the religion of Rift Town is called Brimstone, as you're about to find out.
Well, it's called Brimstone, and it's just real harsh. It's a lot of
derived from the hard rock beneath the soil. It's called Brimstone.
Yeah, well, because when they first moved there, what happened was there's that hard rock, and then right above that. There's just kind of a naturally occurring layer of natural gas. And so what happened was immediately they started kind of digging down and they're trying to put some foundations in and just kind of generally exploring the geographic area they were in. And someone was smoking and they threw it down. And then anywhere that had gotten down to that layer of the rock just caught on fire. So everyone was really sure that they had built a town upon the actual hell. From the Bible, and so as you can imagine, they really didn't do well with that. Immediately, they burned so many people at the stake, mm-hmm. and this was like 1973 when this town—it's not an old town. They just did not handle the. And if you imagine yourself just seeing a bit of land catch on fire like that, especially rock on fire is always terrifying. That's why heavy metal shows are so cool. Especially when there's fire involved. Pyrotechnics?
Absolutely.
My God. All right. Well, oh, God. Let's see if I can do anything else here with what I have. I guess we didn't talk about Halsey at all. And I was going back and forth on whether Halsey was going to be this kid who turns into a super genius that winds up destroying the town. Or whether he was just going to be... You know what? I'm going to make a creative choice here. Halsey, we'll talk about in town, was a child born in, I guess he was born around 2008 then. In 2017, he is whatever the math makes him then. And he was a very smart child, as we were saying before, you know, IQ 172, I believe. And I think there was just too much pressure on him, because as he grew up, we were expecting him to come turn into some kind of super genius. But he just got very frustrated, I think, with all the people around him, and he gave up. He just gave up on society, and he just kind of became a drifter, but in town. He drifted around town. He didn't move around too much. But they called him Halsey. Everyone just knew who Halsey was, and he was a drifter. He was very friendly. The police called him Dipshit Halsey. because he had this weird, he was a smart guy, but he would hang around intersections, and as cars came to stop sign, he would throw himself in front of the car, and he would just kind of, and it wasn't for money, that was just kind of his icebreaker.
Cause, sure, it wasn't like an insurance scam, he was just sort of an actual dipshit.
Yeah, well, the thing was, he wasn't a dipshit, and it didn't bother him the cops called him that, because it's kind of like when you call a skinny person fat, and they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you laugh it off.
He was just so smart that he had no way how to start a conversation with people without physically throwing himself in front of the car. Because then what happens, you imagine they hit him. There's an amount of guilt. They want to buy him lunch or dinner, and he can just have a day of it, you know? He can really get in and just, you know, get to know another human being. That human connection, even if you're that smart, you still need the human connection. So he would do that, but then most of the time, you know, he wasn't athletic. He would just throw himself in front of the car, and a lot of times the car would just stop before it hit him, and they would call the cops. And
That's going to initiate a conversation, you know?
It is. Those were more negative conversations. The cops used to actually drive him out and drop him off in the middle of Pound Town. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what, that's where they would just beat him up there. They did not like Halsey.
So the Rift Town police would pick up their own drifters.
Yep.
Drive him to Pound Town and just drop him off there.
They took Halsey straight to Pound Town. They did that. And here's the thing is in Pound Town, like to the people, the police officers, in fact, since we're talking about police officers, we're talking about Johnny the Brick's dad, not his uncle. Well, two of his uncle's thumbs. They still let those, they those are still an officer of the police. There's one desk and it's just two thumbs on the desk. Mm-hmm. And they set him upright, so they point towards the sky like he's giving God two thumbs up, but he is
sure
not there bodily.
Again, a very religious town.
Yeah, well, that's why. You don't want that fire to come back. And by the way, when all the grass caught fire in Pound Town, you're crazy if you don't think everyone in Rift Town was like, ooh, they caught the devil. but back to Halsey, it was a weird, confusing situation where the police would pick up Halsey and they called him dipshit Halsey and they thought he was the dumbest guy. And they would take him to Pound Town and drop him off. But everyone in Pound Town knew who Halsey was from back in high school when he won so many awards for science and just general academic achievement.
Mathletics.
Right. He was a mathlete. And so they saw that, and they saw that as an insult from Rift Town of like, oh, we're just going to take the smartest guy in our town, and we're going to dirty him up, and we're going to throw him into your town and, you know, let you deal. And they didn't think it through, but they would just immediately just
start
go to
pounding, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and in Pound Town, they have these things. It's basically so they'll take baseball bats and a brick of cheese, and they carve like a baseball bat's diameter out of the brick of cheese, and they'll shove the baseball bat into the so it's kind of like a weighted bat, if you can imagine.
Sort of like they call it the donut in baseball. You're warming up,
yeah.
And you take it off, and then you go up to bat.
Exactly right. But they just a brick of cheese, and then the brick of cheese on the baseball bat. They call that a pounder. Is the, you know, and then, you know, you quarter pounder with cheese, all that kind of, those kind of jokes. So they'll take them, and when you bash somebody with a pounder, it's called getting cheesed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fun, but there's so many concussions and so many traumatic injuries. The Pound Town Hospital is just an embarrassment of broken bones. But it's a pastime. They like doing it. They made a sport out of it, which is seven guys at each end of a field, and three of them have pounders, and four of them don't. And the four that don't have to try to tackle the four from the other opposing team so they can get cheesed before all their guys get cheesed. It's essentially war. But
you got three Pound Towners over here.
Yeah.
And four over here.
Yeah, and that's it's actually sponsored by the Pound Town Dog Pound.
Tell you what, they do great stuff.
They do. The dogs at the Pound Town Dog Town Pound have saved our numerous. Oh, God, what a beautiful system. But what I was originally getting at is Pound. It turns into a nightmare for Halsey because the only way he can make it back to Rift Town is after they've tarred and feathered him. They still do that, and they chase him back to Rift Town. And there was at least one time where, as he was frantically running back in Rift Town, he got hit by a bus. And the cops picked him up. They didn't even check him for the broken bones. And they sent him right back over to Pound Town, which, if you get a broken bone in Pound Town, it's like having an itch. they don't care about that.
So they tar and feather him. They send that smart bird right back to Rift Town.
Yeah.
And then he gets hit by a bus. And then they got to think, like, hey, that's just Halsey at it again, right?
Well, but the thing was, he'd been tarred and feathered. And they didn't. They couldn't find any tar, by the way. So they just, and the feathers. They had a pillow full of feathers.
It's not that many feathers.
And it wasn't. I mean, it sounds bad, but what they really did is that they kind of just covered him in a little bit of oil, just but not like petroleum jelly mostly. They just rubbed him down with that. And it was very awkward and confusing for him because he's already too smart to really understand what regular people are doing. And now he's got a bunch of, like, very aggressive masculine men angrily rubbing him with Vaseline oil. Mm-hmm. And then the tradition back in Pound Town, way, way back when, was the fathers would tar the men and their daughters would come out and they would throw feathers in his face kind of as like a... It's like a last insult of just like the attractive available women of the town would come out and historically throw feathers in the person's face as to say as if
sure.
Right all this pain
they carry them in their purse there
yeah well they used to nowadays they don't and they're always caught off guard because they don't tar and feather so now he's been rubbed with petroleum jelly and a bunch of women who it's a hot summer day they're dressed. And now they're hitting him with pillows, and he's so confused because this just has turned into something that he wasn't expecting at all. And so he's covered in feathers, gets chased. They chased him, but he was really just running away from the awkward social situation, hit by a bus, and then the police officers took him back, and no one in Pound Town recognized him, so they just cheesed him super hard. Yeah, he got cheesed right in the brain, but I mean, that's the nice thing about being Halsey. It's worst case scenario. He's gonna lose 10, 20 IQ points. He'll be fine. He's a genius.
What I like about when he got hit by the bus.
Yeah.
I heard that. No, sorry. Did it? Yeah, he got hit by the bus.
And he squawked like a bird.
That's right. He squawked like a bird, but immediately after, the bus just got hit with a brick.
Yeah.
And then the bus driver was like, "What's going on here?" You know, he wasn't sure if dipshit Halsey was up to his old tricks again.
That's true.
And then our dipshit Halsey and fuckface Brickface.
Oh, Johnny the Brick? They did call them fuckface Brickface.
Brick the Prick.
Yeah.
Also fuckface Brickface.
But people are going to start thinking they're teaming up. They're in cahoots.
That's true. And I think Johnny wouldn't push away those rumors either. He wouldn't ever team up with Halsey because he's a loner. He's a lone wolf. Yeah. But... I think he likes to kind of mess with people and make people think that he's up to things he's not.
One of my favorite things about Rift Town is that there are actual lone wolves just wandering around. Like actual, you know, you'll just hear a whoo, and then, hey, what's that? Just probably another lone wolf.
Another wolf. It is oddly the only town that when all the wolves were chased away by hunt, like just no one bothered them. So they're around, and they'll attack people once in a while, but... It's not like up in Pound Town Dog Pound where they've got all the wolves put away.
They're domesticated.
Yeah, they're huskies now.
What are dogs but domesticated wolves?
I guess that's why there's not as many dogs in Rift Town, because none of them have been evolved yet from the wolves. Well, maybe the wolves have eaten all of them. I'm going to guess that's it. But how, you know, wolves individually, what are they taking down? Small children?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think there was a scenario where... there was a story a while back where... the Rift Town MILF's mascot was changing behind the stadium, and a lone wolf came and took, and he just kind of tore off a piece of her dress and ran away with it. And that same wolf has been seen around with that tied around its neck, like when a groomer will bathe the dog and give it a band. Like somehow he got that there, and that's like a prize he wears.
That sounds pretty cute.
Yeah, lie. Yeah. Just got a piece of MILF, and he's running around with that.
Sounds like an alpha to me.
I think he's the king of them. All right, we can probably call it then. That was, I think, because we're well over 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
want to hear more or have any comments, you can comment on my website, or you can send me an email. So big thanks to Kelly and Kenny for helping out with this. The music used on this is from bensound.com. And other than that, I hope you keep listening. Thanks. Bye.